Q96 with Mo and Carla Mornings. Mo, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. And you know what? We need to talk about Carla's relationship status.
Do we?
Yeah.
We do.
Why do we need to do that?
So let's ask you, what is your relationship status? Do you know?
Do I know? It's complicated, but it's not complicated at all.
Oh, okay. Well, those are two conflicting ideas.
Right. So you know how people say like it's complicated when they don't know if they're boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah. Are you boyfriend and girlfriend?
So we're not, but like I know that we will be.
Okay. Because you've used the term boyfriend and partner.
Because sometimes he calls himself my boyfriend.
Okay.
But I think it's just because it makes things easier.
Right. I'm just wondering if he's trying to get out of asking.
No. He's told me that he wants to ask.
Okay.
But that he didn't want to ask like last week or 2 weeks ago or this week or next week because then it's too close to my birthday. And he didn't want...
I think he's overthinking this whole thing. It's just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, okay. 877-591-9696. Do you have to make a relationship official or to some point, does it just become assumed that you're together and a couple? Because Carla has referred to this gentleman, who we call Cappuccino, as her boyfriend. You've also said, my man. You've also said, my partner. But I also think that, is it important to you to make it official? For him to say, will you be my girlfriend?
It is important to me.
Okay.
However, my history shows otherwise because I don't think anybody's really, besides like my boyfriend in high school, I don't think anyone's ever asked me to be their girlfriend like with flowers and the whole shebang. Mm. It's normally like we just are one day just hanging out every day and it's like, oh yeah, you're my girlfriend, huh?
And that's like, so surprising to me because you seem like the type of diva that demands that.
I would like to be that kind of diva, but unfortunately, I have just been walked all over in every single relationship I've been in.
Fellas,
for
get
years.
It together. I've Seriously. Always thought like you very much have to, like, this has to be a conversation, and it's kind of an awkward thing.
Yeah.
To like go from like, even if you're dating and you're comfortable with the person, like you've been dating, you know them, to say like, will you be my girlfriend? Is like, oh,
yeah,
it feels so cringe.
It's so cringe, especially the older you get, I think the cringier it feels.
Yeah, I mean, I met Stacey when I was 30, and I asked that question, and I was like, will you be my girlfriend?
Where were you?
Well, actually, I made her a whole song, or a whole produced up thing.
Did you ask her on the radio or something?
No, I just sent her this audio file that I created with this whole dramatic thing, asking her to be my girlfriend. There was the song, Won't You Be My Girlfriend by NSYNC was in that.
Wait a minute. You didn't ask her in person?
Well, I did. I played it for her.
Oh.
I guess I should say, rather than sent it to
her. In your boombox era?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening and you're in a relationship, basically, did they ask you, do you want to be my girlfriend? Or did you one day just become boyfriend-girlfriend?
Was it just assumed at some point? Like, do you have to make that? Do you have to have that conversation?
I want him to have that conversation with me this time around, just in case he's my last boyfriend ever, because we're getting old. But I would be a hypocrite if I said that I needed it, because it's never happened before for me.
Well, you know what?
But I need it now.
In my opinion, you have to ask. Otherwise, it sounds like you've never been in a relationship before to me.
I've been single forever.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. To be somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend, do you have to ask the question to make it official? We want to hear from you. Baby, I'm so Jory in Midlothian, when you get into a relationship with somebody, do you have to ask them officially to be a boyfriend or girlfriend?
I definitely think the person or the man that I'm dating and looking for, they definitely need to ask me if I want to be their girlfriend or not. Especially too with like the dating scene and all these dating apps, the multiple people you're dating. It's just really important to have that talk, even about exclusivity, but just making sure that like, hey, we're both on the same page and like I am proud to be your boyfriend and I want you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, see, the thing is, I do want to have that conversation, but I think the other added part of it is I also want it to be absolutely an extravagant deal. I want us to be at dinner. And I want you to bring me a ramo buchon, which if you don't know what that is, it's one of those bouquets that has like 30 flowers in it.
Yeah, you know, I kind of look at it as like the early relationship version of a proposal.
Yeah.
You're not asking to be, you know, married or engaged or anything, but you are asking for your exclusivity right. in life, and that is a big thing to ask.
And I am a hot commodity.
Yeah.
If you're going to take this
absolutely
off the market. Are you in a relationship right now, Josie?
Yes, I am.
And how did he ask you?
We met on a dating app, and then from there, we had a few dates, and then he just, like, we knew it was kind of heading towards that stage, and he popped the question, and he got me flowers, my favorite flowers that I love, and it was just really, like, intimate, and is obviously private, so, like, that meant a lot to me, but I feel like the person, like, the right person for you is going to go absolutely above and beyond for you in whatever way that is, so I do think it's important, like, the right person will make it known and obvious for you, because you shouldn't settle for anything less.
Yeah. Did he straight up ask, will you be my girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's such a silly thing to say when you're a grown ass adult.
Yeah,
will you be my girlfriend, but necessary.
Will you go steady with me, Josie?
Yeah. You might as well, like, pass him a note, check yes or no.
Yeah. You know what? Why did go steady go away? Because that is, I think, maybe a nicer way to ask that.
I think it's exclusivity now.
Yeah,
and then it's girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no difference between exclusivity and girlfriend.
Yes, there is.
If you're exclusive with somebody. Then you're their girlfriend or boyfriend.
I disagree.
Josie, we're going to keep fighting about this. but the point is that you're saying that he does need to ask, and I'm glad you were asked, and I hope I get asked too.
Yes, absolutely. I hope you do too, because you deserve it, queen.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Jory, have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
So the question is, do you have to ask somebody to be your girlfriend or boyfriend, or can it just be assumed after you've been together for a long time? Now, Melissa is in Gary, Indiana, and your guy went about this sort of a different way. He just said, we're a couple. There's no questions asked.
Yeah, there was, like, no choice, you know. I went over there one day, and then the next day at about 8:57, he's like, yeah, you know, I don't think this... he needs to go any further, so we're together. I'm like, actually, I need 5 to 7 business days because I don't know how it's going to end, you know, and he made me put it on Facebook. I even told him we're not going to get views, you know, we have to wait till the next day.
Hold on. So at approximately 8:57, he said, what?
Yes.
He said, we're not going
to... You know, like, 5 days.
Yeah,
he was like, we're not...
Messing around anymore.
He was like, you know, I think we're pretty much at a state where, like, what else do you need? And I didn't need anything else, because after that, I pondered that for 11 hours. He had dropped me off. I needed a Halloween shop with my friend. He gave me the money. He picked me back up. He could, like, it was just, I don't even understand where we are.
Yeah. By the way, Melissa, how specific you are.
8:57.
And then 11 hours of consideration, and she decided, fine, we'll be in a relationship. This is the most romantic story I've ever heard. Thank you very much.
I'm an overthinker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what?
No way.
Word. All right.
Yeah, so if he doesn't come with mariachis, you don't need him, because if you wanted it, he would. You're not going to wait around, because, baby girl, clack the tea, you are the price.
There you go.
Wanting to do this for a very long time.
There you go.
I like it when the girls get together to tell each other that we're special. You too.
Thank you so much, Melissa, and have a great day, okay?
You're welcome.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so I think the consensus is he needs to make a spectacle.
He does.
This is some sort of indicator of how he will propose.
Right.
Is he going to put some thought into this? If he puts thought into asking you to be his girlfriend, then he's really going to put some thought into asking you to be his wife.
Right. I need it to be something special. I don't need it to be something expensive. I don't want to come across as, like, shallow.
No.
I do want it to be something thoughtful and special.
Carla.
What?
You deserve something special. And you know how I'm usually pretty like, it doesn't need to be. But I think that this is something that can be special.
I hope so.
And it needs to be official.
Yeah.
Can't just be like, well, you're my girl now. No.
So what you're saying is the next time that he calls himself my boyfriend, I have to be like, don't do that.
I don't know about all that.
No.
You haven't asked in a creative way.
Right.
He's like, oh, but you know that, like, we basically are. Like, yeah, you're my girlfriend.
No, I'm
don't like, settle
no.
for that.
No, basically no. not. Were there fireworks? Was there a Roma Bachon?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Was there tears?
yeah.
of happiness.
Was there music?
Yeah.
No.
What did she say? Get a mariachi band.
That's like, right.
Go that hard.
Yeah.
If I can buy myself a band, he needs to at least get me a mariachi.
Well, there you go. All right. So now we know Carla is officially single until she is asked.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that because then my brain's going to be like, hot girl summer. And then he's never going to ask me.
Well, you deserve to have whatever summer you want.
Thank you, Mo.
All right. It's Mo and Carla mornings on B96. What's the silly thing that you or your kid is or was afraid of? 877-591-9696. So, 4th of July, remember, it was foggy that night. We went out of our, and we had been telling our daughter, Dahlia, for weeks that we were going to see fireworks. And she always sees fireworks, like, at the beginning of, like, a Disney movie or something. She's always like, fireworks, fireworks.
So
we're like,
beautiful.
Like, coming up, we're going to have fireworks on the 4th of July. And so she's like, fireworks. She's so excited about fireworks. So 4th of July comes, right? And you know the story. It was foggy. We had gone over to the museum campus over there by
the planetarium
and the aquarium and all that. And we found a good place to sit. And we thought, yeah, it's foggy, but these fireworks are going to power through. They're huge.
Why is it such a good place to sit? Why isn't anyone outside? Because you couldn't see anything.
There was a million people over there, too. And everybody was waiting and waiting. And, like, I think everybody sort of low-level thought, we'll see something, even if it's a little blurry. And then the fireworks started late, and we saw nothing.
Right.
But we could tell that it was a show because you could hear it. And so it was a little bit of a disappointment that night. And then...
But your daughter didn't know it was a disappointment. She just thought fireworks was us going outside.
Well, and well, also on the way back to the car, we were walking by Grant Park, and there were people like blasting off fireworks right there. And that was less fun because it was so loud and kind of freaking her out. And little did we know at that point, I think there was a little bit of trauma being put into her because the fireworks had become scary that night. But she kept talking about fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. And so we thought, you know what? Navy Pier does fireworks on Wednesday nights at 9 and on Saturday nights at 10. Let's go another night that's not 4th of July. And so we went to Belmont Harbor and we're like, cool, there's not a whole lot of people out here. We get a great view of Navy Pier. We're going to see the fireworks and it's going to be amazing. So we pack the family up. We go get ice cream at Jenny's real quick. And then we head to, we made a whole evening
of it. Oh, you made a thing. Oh. Yeah.
And we brought our, you know, chairs and everything, and we went and sat down and waited for the fireworks, and here they come. Boom, 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 boom. And it's beautiful coming up over Navy Pier, and we're, you know, a few miles away, but we could still see it really well. We could hear it a little bit. And we look over towards our sweet 2.5-year-old daughter, and she has covered her eyes and does not want to see the fireworks anymore. She now hates it because I think she got spooked on the 4th of July because there were fireworks that were just too close and too loud.
Oh, she was trying to be so brave for you guys.
Yeah. And so she didn't cry. She just covered her eyes and looked down, and we were like, oh, you look, they're pretty. And we're like calling out the colors. We're like, they're orange and blue and red. And she's no interest.
She did not care.
The whole show went by and it ended, and then she kind of peeked up and we're like, it's okay, the fireworks are done. And so we're like, yo, we came out here for you.
For you. Yo, this not only you came out there for her, the preparation of it all was at the very least 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a whole thing, you know. Whatever, she got to have some ice cream that night.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to watch videos of fireworks.
But not the actual fireworks.
But not the actual fireworks.
Okay, to be fair, I was afraid of fireworks when I was little, and it didn't go away for a long time.
Oh, but you're good now, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But I get it, though. Fireworks can be scary when you're a kid, and then when you're grown up, you're like, oh, wait, this is actually so fun.
So what is that thing that you or your kid is afraid of? 877-591-9696. Grandma Debbie. Okay, so this is actually kind of interesting. So this isn't like fireworks or anything like that. This is a current fear of yours.
Well, I'm still afraid, yes, to this day. It happened when I was 5, original thing. So when I go into bed or into the other room, I have to make sure the shades are shut all the way. They can't even be open to crack because I feel like there's someone peeking in at me. So my mom used to come into my room and find I was like sleeping underneath my pillow. My head was under the pillow. And then she asked me one day why, and I told her someone's looking through the window. So she figured out when I was 5, the babysitter was babysitting us, and her boyfriends and friends came and pounded on the windows, and she was really scared. So it made me really scared. So I think to this day, right, that it's still there. So when I, even now, when I go into the other room at middle of the night, make sure the shades are shut all the way so no one can peek in at me.
That's interesting. And so I've learned from my wife, who is a psychologist, that there are like big traumas that you have in your life, obviously deaths and like big traumas.
Yeah.
And there's what they call little T, like it's a rapper. There's little T traumas.
Yeah.
And it's things like this that it'll stem from something that's actually relatively small, but it'll stay with you forever, especially if you're like five. That's crazy. Well, yeah. And that is kind of creepy. Somebody looking through the shades and the babysitter. What's wrong with this babysitter letting her friends come over?
And why was she scared if she knew who it was? You know what I mean? Because I, being a 3 or 5 girl, I had no idea it was her boyfriend.
Oh.
That's nice.
And then when my parents came home, we found out that it was her boyfriend and his friends that were pounding on the window.
Yeah.
This is a very, like, valid fear, though.
I'd be so mad at the babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and now you're Grandma Debbie now. You've had some years to consider this, and this is still a bit spooky to you. Understood. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.
All right, you
Bye.
Too. 877-591-9696. What is that thing that you or your kid is scared of?
You know what I always think is a really funny, silly fear of little kids?
Hmm.
When they're afraid of one, like, specific person, like, that they've never met before, but they're like, I don't like grandpa or something.
Or grandma.
Or grandma.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. We want to hear from you. What's the silly thing that you were afraid of, or maybe your kids are or were afraid of now? 877-591-9696. I was sharing that my daughter is terrified of fireworks. She was really excited about the fireworks, but now she's spooked.
Probably because she saw them being lit from cars on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, and that'll do it. And it was, we were just too close to them and too loud, and now she's like, nope. Melina in Chicago. So what is it that you were afraid of?
Hi. So when I was little, I was afraid of thunderstorms. Like, I would cry so bad.
Oh, yeah.
So to get over it, So to get over it, my dad decided to have me sit out on the porch in my little toddler chair during a thunderstorm, and I had to sit through the whole storm.
Oh. Did that help, or did it make it scarier? I guess it depends on your approach.
It actually did help, but as a kid, I thought this was crazy.
Exposure therapy.
Exposure therapy, for sure. I've tried to take the approach with my daughter and the thunderstorms of like, oh, this is so exciting. This is so cool. Oh, look, it's rain. Ooh, thunder. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I try to make it like it's exciting and not like, ah.
Yeah, my dad would do the same thing. He'd be like, oh my gosh, we got to go outside and look at the thunderstorm. And then we'd hide under the car and look at the clouds.
Yeah, but I understand, like, for little kids, loud noises like that, if you don't know what that is, think about it. You don't even know
because
you're a little kid. You haven't been around that long. You're like, what the hell? It feels like the end of days.
Yeah. Well, my dad is an ex-Marine, so he didn't sugarcoat anything.
Yeah, I believe it. Oh, I love it.
He said, grab your toddler chair. You're sitting outside in the rain.
Yep. Well, thank you for that story. And have a great day, Melina.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Alma's on the north side, and your kid is afraid of...
car washes.
Oh,
like the kind that you put your car in?
Yeah, like literally like a regular car wash.
Yeah.
It just started when he was like a baby, and we just found out like he was afraid he would cry. And so now we kind of use that as like a punishment.
Oh my God,
so if
Alma.
He's being bad, we'll be like, we're going to go take you to the car wash.
Oh!
And he's like, no!
That's good parenting right there.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when
he's
I was
like obsessed with it, though.
Yeah, I know. When I was a kid, there was a haunted car wash near us, and during the Halloween season, they would like put like, you know, I guess like, what do you call them, actors or whatever
inside
in there, and all kinds of decorations and stuff, and they would
spooky.
Make it orange and black and spooky, and what a great way to get you to wash your car. Well, you know what? I do like that, and I understand why that could be spooky for kids. Do you have like a moonroof or a sunroof?
No, we don't.
That would make it even scarier.
Regular windows.
Yeah.
I know.
The windows are enough.
He likes them, but he hates them at the same time. Like, he'll watch them on YouTube, but then when he's, like, being bad, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take you to the car wash. I'm like, no, no, no. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't know if he's afraid or not now.
I think when kids are watching stuff that they're normally afraid of on TV, they're like, oh, it's behind the screen. I'm safe.
Yeah.
but
when it's in real life, it's a little bit scary. Well, thank you for that, Alma. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
All right.
Bye.
Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. So this isn't your kids, but this is your niece. And he was afraid of?
She was afraid of a friend of ours. I don't know. We had an older friend who would come over quite a bit and just kind of like...
What was his name?
Help my husband, Larry.
Old man Larry.
Scary Larry.
Scary Larry.
He would say, oh my gosh, Scary Larry is exactly what we called him. He would come across the street and she would have a complete meltdown before he could get to our yard. I don't know how to explain it. It was like she saw the devil walking.
You know what? That's how my daughter was when she met my brother.
She got bad vibes.
Well, and my brother is not as dashing as me. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
He just has a, like, kind of an untamed beard.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit taller. And I think she was like, this is frightening.
It's like, I'm scared.
Yeah. And then he like, fed into it. And he's like, she hates me. She hates me. And I'm like, okay, bring it down a notch.
She doesn't know you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ashley.
Well. You guys have a good one.
All right,
you too.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
We'll do one more here. Gloria, who's also part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. Gloria. Your daughter can't look at a picture even of what?
Snakes.
A snake. Yeah. You know what? I think that's all of us. Snakes are creepy. I was on Michigan Ave walking to Chipotle the other day. You know how they got the birds out there? I'm down when the macaws are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the snakes out there. And they had people paying to see the snakes. And I'm like, nope. Count me out.
It's such a tourist thing because I don't think that they know that they have to pay until afterwards.
They're like, oh, let me take a picture with this snake. Yeah.
That'll be $17.99.
Yeah.
Actually, Karen insisted to go to the zoo yesterday and she's like, I don't want to go into the reptile area because of the snakes. So I'm like, okay, fine, that's fine. We don't have to. So if you go into like where the giraffes
are. Are you talking about the Lincoln Park Zoo? Which zoo are you talking about?
Yes, okay. The Lincoln Park Zoo. So at the end, it's like when you're getting out of where the giraffes and all those type of animals are. They have a picture of a snake.
Oh. So you avoided the whole reptile section, and then it's like, surprise, snakes, anyway.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not looking.
Aww.
I'm like, well, you have to uncover your eyes because you're going to hit the door.
Oh, I love it.
I had Angie in the stroller, and she's like, okay, fine. I look, but I'm not looking that way.
Oh, poor kid. Yeah, you know what? The world can be a scary place when you're a kid. All of it's new.
Because you don't know a lot of it. Because even if you've like never seen a snake in real life, you see one scary movie and it's like, oh,
game
I'm
over.
Forever going to be afraid of this. Clowns, snakes, sharks. Have you watched Jaws?
Yeah. So Annalise is in Libertyville and she is afraid of sharks still as an adult because she saw Jaws as a kid.
Valid fear.
And yeah, and you know what? Sharks, we should be afraid of them.
Don't you have a brother-in-law that was bit by a shark once?
No, but I know there's somebody that used to work in our company that got bit by a shark and she was on TV about it.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a whole, they did like a reality TV show about her.
Oh my gosh, spooky.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Stay away from sharks. All right, coming up, 7:50, your chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. We are commercial free and streaming live right now on Instagram at B96 Chicago. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and Ahmad the Amazing. And if I remember correctly, I don't know if we have talked about this in a little bit, but isn't there a 5K this weekend that you're doing, Carla?
Yes. Well, I'm doing multiple. I'm doing a 10K on Saturday, the Stan's Donut 10K.
Okay, and then you get a donut at the end?
Yes.
Dope.
And then on Sunday, I'm doing the House Run 5K.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And aren't you joining in on that? Wasn't that the plan?
I am. It sounds very fun.
Yes, you've been asking me to do this like all year.
I have.
You've been talking about it, and Ahmad has not done any of the 5Ks or 10Ks or any
whatever
of
it.
I've never done a 5K, yeah.
Have you signed up for this thing yet?
Not yet. I'll probably do it like today.
He's waiting for me to take care of it.
Okay. If we're being honest.
Wait a minute. like, when's packet pickup and all that? Today's Thursday.
I know. Today's packet pickup for today, tomorrow, and Saturday are packet pickups basically for everything.
Okay. Okay.
So if you're going to do this 5K on Sunday, where is the house run?
It's right here at Soldier Field.
Okay. You're going to do, if you should probably sign up.
Yeah, I will.
Have you done any sort of preparation for this 5K?
Sort of, kind of.
What does that mean?
like I ran like 2 weeks ago.
To what? To the bus?
hey, I like, you know, you start and you stop and run and all that. I think
what
I made
that,
it.
What does that mean? As a runner, Carla, can you
you do like 2 minutes running and then you stop. And then you do 2 minutes running.
And then you stop. I don't know. I don't know what that's called because I don't super do that.
Okay.
But it is a way to kind of like build maybe speed.
How much of that have you done? Really, what I'm asking you is, are you prepared for this 5K? Are you doing the 5 or the 10?
I'm doing the 5.
Okay.
Keeping it light, you know.
Keeping it casual. Keeping it casual for 3.2 miles, no big thing.
But you've never run a 5K.
I have not, but I used to run an 11-minute mile in high school, so I think I'll do pretty good.
By the way, you're not sweeping anybody off their feet by telling them. You used to run an 11-minute mile when
That's
you were
pretty good.
In high school.
Well, the good thing is you're young.
Yeah.
Right?
27, alive.
You're young.
I don't know, man. I had to do some real preparation to do the hot chocolate 5K.
Oh, okay. And how old are you again? No, that was mean.
I was 30. I was 38 the first time, and I was 39 last year when I did it.
Okay.
So he is about like 11, 12 years your senior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My joints are still fresh, baby.
Sorry. This is okay. Hold
on. No, because I'm sensing doubt from you, Moog, and I'm firing back.
Okay. I'm saying you're going into a 5K with all the cockiness.
Uh-huh.
Usain Bolt.
All the cockiness of, let's be honest, a Gen Z.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not all about joints. My joints didn't hurt doing the 5K. Okay.
This is the rest of him.
Cardio. Yeah, it's cardiovascularly is where it is troublesome. And I don't know, just because you're 27 years old and I'm 39 doesn't mean this is necessarily going to be easy for you.
I don't think it'll be easy, but it won't be like that hard.
Both of you are looking at me like, you better pick a side.
Yeah. You're the runner.
I'm the runner.
And I'm just, can we point out that he essentially said, well, Moog, you're 39 and old. That's why it was difficult for you. I'm still young and fresh.
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Well, you know what? I wish you the worst of luck.
Oh. So, okay. Did you think with no preparation at all
just going to kill it?
Yeah, that you would be like faster than Moog?
I think so. Moog, what was your time in your 5K?
Oh, man. Okay, so the first year it was like 45 minutes, and I think the second year it was like 35 minutes or something,
I
want to say.
Yeah, 35, 34 minutes.
I'll have to look up my time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hot chocolate 5K, there's so many people, so in the beginning it's hard to get going because there's people everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Don't you be a hater. You were there with me.
I know. I'm trying to be on both of your guys' side, and it's really hard.
I'm going to pull up my time. You think you could beat my time?
Absolutely.
With no preparation.
No preparation.
Just because you're 27 and young.
Okay. Yes.
I want to ask the people on our Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. We got to make some sort of bet, arrangement, deal.
Okay.
If you do not, if Ahmad does not beat my time, then what? Does he have to do?
And if I do, what does Moog have to do?
I don't have to do anything. I'm old.
He's old and wise.
Respect your elders. Well, if you have any thoughts on that too, we'll consider them.
I will be there to keep him company, keep him on track, make sure he doesn't cheat. It's going to be very hot this weekend.
You can cheat? Oh, just kidding.
Don't get too excited now.
I'm not.
We're going to track your Strava.
Okay, yeah, track
my Strava. The excitement of you could cheat.
Because so, I want to win.
If you're just joining us, Ahmad is planning on running a 5K. The house run?
The house run on 5K.
Sunday. With no preparation whatsoever. And he just believes because he is 27 that he can beat my 5K time. I'm 39.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up that time and we'll see if he can beat it. But we need you to decide what does Ahmad have to do if he can't beat it.
Yeah, what's the punishment for being so young and bold?
And youthful.
Yeah. Young, youthful, and bold.
Join in on the comments section on our Instagram Live right now, at B96 Chicago. We are streaming, and we want to hear what you think Ahmad's punishment should be.
This is the first time that both of you really sounded your age. Like, you're over here like, you don't know what you're talking about, youngin. And then you're over here, you're like, I do, actually.
All right, you know what? We need somebody who wants to crush Carla for $1,000. Call now, 877-591-9696, and good luck.
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
All right, it's Can't Crush Carla, and it's brought to you by Planet Fitness. Jessica, who lives down here in the Loop, is going to take you on today, and this is a rematch. Is that right?
Yes, last time we tied.
All right.
Ha, 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 you're back for more.
She is back and ready to win, it sounds like. So you know what happens. You got to throw Carla out of the room first.
Love you, Carla, but you got to go.
There you go.
I love you, too, but I'll love you more when I crush you.
Okay. Let's do it. Five pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush her. You'll win that $1,000. Today in this rematch, question number one, Jaleel White will host a new TV show where stars from the 90s renovate homes that are stuck in the 90s. Who did Jaleel White play in the show Family Matters?
Oh. No idea. Let's see.
We need an answer. We got to move on. Question
Judy,
number two.
That's like Judy.
Mm-mm. Question number two. A video is going viral of Ed Sheeran giving an awkward performance to England's soccer team before a game. True or false, England will be advancing to the World Cup final on Sunday.
All.
Question number three. Portillo's just announced they will be opening their first ever Wrigleyville location in 2027. What type of animal is Portillo's mascot, Pokey?
Let's say a pig.
Question number four. 1 year ago today, the cheating Coldplay couple got busted on their big screen at their concert. Who was the lead singer of Coldplay?
Oh, he was married to Chris Martin.
Question number five. Kesha recently revealed on a podcast that she likes to collect teeth. So far, she has made a necklace, a belt, and a crown out of teeth. Which song earned Kesha her first number one on the charts?
What's her oldest song?
Go quick.
TikTok.
All right, let's get Carla back in here. I don't know if she can see me wherever she is. Carla! Come back! Okay, there she is. This is a rematch today, and I regret to inform you in this rematch.
I did not do well.
Jessica's gotten three correct. All right. Let's see how you do, Carla.
Okay.
Question number one. Jaleel White will host a new TV show where stars from the 90s renovate homes that are stuck in the 90s. Who did Jaleel White play in the show Family Matters?
Ooh, Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Urkel. You remember Urkel, right?
Jessica? Yeah, I was thinking for some reason the sister.
Oh, no. Jaleel White played Urkel. And he also played Steve, and then he played Stefan.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Question
Stefan,
number.
Yeah.
Who was like the cool, smooth, sexy version? And then Steve Urkel was like the darky one.
Yeah.
Who went, did
I do that? I love saying that.
I know. Question number two. A video is going viral of Ed Sheeran giving an awkward private performance to England's soccer team before a game. True or false, England will be advancing to the World Cup final on Sunday.
False. Unfortunately, we all saw that game. We all know that the FIFA World Cup at this point is rigged, allegedly.
Yeah, they lost to Argentina, so it's going to be Spain versus Argentina. But this video of Ed Sheeran performing for the soccer players, this is the wrong guy. Like, Ed Sheeran is like a romantic song singer.
Yeah.
And so he's like singing to them and they're like, okay.
This is not going to pump us up before our match. You know what it's giving? It's giving when somebody takes the guitar out at a party and you're like, oh gosh.
Yeah, except it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But I'm sure even Ed was like, oh, we shouldn't have done this. Question number three. Portillo's just announced they're going to be opening their first ever Wrigleyville location next year. What type of animal is Portillo's mascot, Pokey?
He's a dog?
Yeah, a wiener dog. Because wieners, yeah.
Oh.
Jessica had guessed a pig.
Aww.
But no, it's a red dog.
It's a wiener dog.
Question number four. 1 year ago today, the cheating Coldplay couple got busted on the big screen at their concert. Who's the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Yeah. Can you believe that's been a year?
Yeah, of the cheating scandal?
Yeah.
People were all up in their business, huh?
Mm-hmm. Question number five. Kesha recently revealed on a podcast that she likes to collect teeth.
Her own or other people's?
I don't know. This is a concerning thing. It says so far she's made a necklace, a belt, and a crown out of teeth. I don't know what she's doing to get these teeth. Is she the tooth fairy?
She's giving, you should see the other guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But the question is, which song earned Kesha her first number one on the charts?
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok is correct. TikTok on the clock
and the party won't stop.
So this rematch today did not go the way you wanted it to, did it, Jessica?
No, it's good to know I wouldn't have won anyway, because it would have been a tie.
Well, I mean, Carla got all five, actually. You got three, and you know what that means.
I'm Jess from The Loop, and I can't crush Carla.
I'm sorry, Jess, but we are neighbors.
Yeah.
we got a looper, and we got a South Looper here.
Yeah, we can study up on our pop culture trivia together.
Yeah. All right.
That sounds good.
All right, Jessica, have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. We're going to do this again tomorrow morning at 7:50 as we kick off the weekend for your chance to win $1,000 on B96.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Sydney in Wrigleyville. So you think your boyfriend doesn't want to make time for you. Why?
It's not that he doesn't want to. He just can't.
Oh, okay.
Why?
He doesn't have time for me. I'm trying to be patient, but I don't know if I can.
Okay. So what's got him so busy that he's got no time for you?
Well, he's in law school and has a full-time job in finance. Like, he's always working or studying, always.
Oh, okay. So,
I mean,
he's driven at the very least.
And if you stick around, hey, girl, you're going to be loaded.
Payday.
it's not like he's out cheating or anything. Like, he's out working or studying to be a better man. But, like, how long do I wait?
Till he gets his law degree.
How much longer does he have?
And whenever I see him, he's exhausted.
How often do you end up getting to see him?
Like once a week.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah, and I never complain because I don't want to add any extra stress to him, but like I want a life that requires an active partner and support.
Yeah. Right.
You want to spend time with, like, if you're in a relationship, it's weird to never spend time with a person.
Right. And then also, like, yeah, you might not be in law school, but you probably have days where it's like, oh, I had a long day at work or a long day in life, and I would like my person to be there for me.
Right. And like, I also like, I want dates. I want cuddles on a random weekday. Right. The reason why I'm calling is like, I asked him to be a plus one to my cousin's wedding, and he said he always studies on Saturdays and that I know this, and then just kissed me on my forehead, like basically saying, silly little girl, obviously no.
Oh, okay. So really what you're saying is this has come to a tipping point because this is something that's important to you. And he's like, no.
Oh, I hate his response.
Right. To me, it's like, you can't just give me one day to be my plus one to my family member's wedding. It's like he doesn't care about our relationship. Am I being dramatic or do you get where I'm coming from?
No, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I also get that he has a lot going on. I think, though, that he should make time for this. This is not just like, hey, my friend's having a birthday party. You want to go? This is your cousin is getting married and you want him to be your plus one. This is your boyfriend. And that makes sense. So that's a stressful. That sucks.
Right. Like, I want him to be a part of this. And it just seems that, like, I'm in a relationship with myself.
Yeah.
So, okay, you guys only see each other once a week. Does he plan the dates or what do you guys do when you're together? Because why can't that one day be your cousin's wedding?
Yeah.
I know. And Saturday is apparently the day he studies. So, I don't know. I mean, it's just like, when we do get together, we don't do much of anything because he's so tired.
Well, okay. So, I'm having a hard time finding the silver lining here. I will say this guy sounds awfully rigid. And I don't know what his life is going to be like after he's done with law school. He's working a full-time job and he's in law school right now. Theoretically, when he's done with all that, he'll only have the full-time job as a lawyer. But also sounds like he's a type of person that will go like all in on that. And then maybe he still won't have a lot of time for you. So
what was he like before law school?
Well, we basically had been together since he got into law school. There was a very little period of time where he'd before.
But, like, obviously you like this guy. It's not just some guy that you tolerate one day a week. You know, you want to see him more. You want to spend time with him.
Right. I could see where there could be a future there. Yeah. I really do. But I just feel like he needs to compromise more and like, something's
got to go. So it's Sydney in Wrigleyville on Match or Mistake today, and her boyfriend has a full-time job, and he's in law school, and this guy is busy, busy, busy. Basically, they get one day a week together, and she said, will you, you know, one day come with me as a plus one to my cousin's wedding, and he was like, no, no, I'm too busy for that.
That's the day I study.
Is there any point in seeing this through? You know, would it be a mistake to miss out on this relationship, or is the relationship itself a mistake? Who can draw from some life experience and can help us out at 877-591-9696?
It won't be like this forever, yeah. But how long does she wait?
Yeah.
Miss Sydney.
Give us a call. Help us out. It's B96. Sydney in Wrigleyville is on Match or Mistake today. Her boyfriend is in law school, makes very little time for her. And she's like, well, should I continue to be in this relationship?
Emphasis on makes very little time for her, but also
has very little time
because he's in law school and has a full-time job, like an adult job in finance, literally whatever that means.
Yeah, boring.
Boring. I know he's in his Patagonia vest somewhere, but...
But, yeah, so we want to know, Abby and Joliet, do you think it could be a match or a mistake? You know, should she wait through this sort of period where he's so busy and then maybe later he'll have time for her? Or is this just a dead end?
No, I think it's a mistake. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're pretty good. You know what? Despite the fact that it's hard to breathe outside, we're making it through.
Yeah, I just got off work and I'm listening to you guys talk.
Yeah.
It's a mistake. Why? It's a mistake. Why? Because he's not a bad person. He's perfect for somebody else. The fact that she's calling and asking, that means it's fucking her.
Yeah.
And it's a character flaw. Why? The fact that the body wants what it wants.
Yeah.
You cannot trick it. That's why you can't change somebody.
Wait, can I just say, Abby, I love that you ask why and then you answer your own question.
Can I ask you, are you like a teacher or something?
No, I'm a nurse going to school to be a nurse, you know.
Oh, okay. Medicine. I thought teacher because of the way you pose a question and then you give the answer.
You're lecturing us on why this is a mistake.
Yeah.
No, but that's how we have to advocate to our patients, so you become, you know, so you got to tell them how and then explain to them so they can understand.
Why? So because they're patients and they don't understand.
There you go. You got it, Mo.
Yeah. Love, because we love you.
Anyway,
and thank you for your response on that, okay?
Yeah. And all right, no problem.
Have a great day, Abby.
I love you guys.
Love you too. And she would know. She's in nursing school.
Why?
Why?
Because she wants to better her life.
Yes, but also, like, yeah, that's when you make time for the people you love, so.
And why? Because you love them.
Are you going to keep doing that?
Sarah in Hinsdale. So it's back to Sydney in Wrigleyville, whose boyfriend is just a bit too busy for her while he's in law school right now. Can it be a match, or is it a mistake, in your opinion?
Sorry, am I supposed to talk?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll say my story again. But basically, he's just kind of been, like, not texting me. Like, we were texting a lot at the beginning. We've been talking for, like, a month and a half now. And he's just, like, been leaving me undelivered and not really responding to me. Like, I was undelivered yesterday for, like, 9 hours. And we hung out, like, a couple, like, only one time. And
so just to break in and make this make sense for
people
everybody.
Listening, yeah.
So essentially you're saying that you're in a similar situation with somebody who's not giving you a lot of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay, and so, welcome to Match or Mistake. You're on here too.
So, basically, ladies, if he's not making time for you, make time for another boyfriend.
Well, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to call it a mistake?
Okay, so last night, I call it a mistake. But basically, I think what I'm going to do is, like, I'm just going to un-add him. Like, he told me at the beginning, like, we both told each other, like, we don't like being ghosted and stuff, but I'm exactly going to do that because I don't deserve, like, being treated like that. Like, there's no way you're telling me, like, oh, I see this, like, because I asked him, like, what are we? He's like, oh, like, I want to hang out a couple more times because I definitely see this going somewhere. But, like, not texting me for a whole day.
It's not okay.
Not, like,
yeah.
Something I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I guess, you know, when you're in a relationship, you are kind of making a commitment like, yeah, I'm going to spend at least a portion of my life with you.
Yeah. And I think that this does go hand in hand with what our girl Sydney in Wrigleyville is going through because she's already in the relationship. Like, yeah. This is a person that isn't trying to figure it out in a few more hangouts. He decided that was his girlfriend, so, like, go with her to that wedding. Yeah.
So I think what you're saying is it's a mistake for Sydney, and it sounds like it's a mistake for you, Sarah, as well. And thank you for that, and have a great day, okay? And we're wishing you the best with however you move forward with that guy. And you ghost him, girl.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm just
going to
unadd him.
There you go. Unadd him right now.
877-591-9696. Back to Sydney in Wrigleyville. Her boyfriend's in law school. He also has a full-time job. He only gets a little bit of time, like one day a week, to spend with her, and she's like, what the hell, I'll come on a little bit more time and
right and she asked him to go to her cousin's wedding with her,
right?
And he was like
no, I don't have time for that nonsense. 877-591-9696. What do you think? Can it be a match or is it a mistake? Mugs Mega Minute is your chance to win $1,000 with 10 trivia questions coming up here at about 8:40 on B96. It's Mug and Carla Mornings in Match or Mistake with Sydney in Wrigleyville. Now, her boyfriend's in law school. He also has a full-time job. I mean, this is a busy, busy person. Doesn't have a whole lot of time for her, and she's wondering if she could continue in this relationship. To make matters worse, he doesn't carve out any time for her.
She literally asked him to be a plus one to her family member's wedding, and he said no.
He was like, no, silly.
Why would you ask that?
I can't do that. I'm busy with law school and important things. And that doesn't feel good.
No.
So can it be a match or is it a mistake? 877-591-9696. Is your name Lynn?
Yeah.
Lynn in Mount Prospect. You say that this could be a match. What's your thought?
Okay, here's what I think. This is a serious young man who has undertaken a tremendous workload. He's working full-time, going to law school. Law school is no joke. He really doesn't have a choice. Here's what I'm wondering, is maybe the compromise that he really can't go to the wedding and the reception and all of that. Can the one date night be that he meets her at the reception?
Yeah, that's right. What I would think, too. Like, okay, you do law stuff on Wednesday this week instead of our normal Wednesday hangout or whatever.
Yeah.
And come with me to the wedding. I think that would be a fair thing to ask. See, I understand the busyness until this wedding issue.
Yeah.
That's where it kind of falls apart.
Because this is a one-off, right?
Yeah.
This guy is investing a tremendous amount of effort, work, time, and money. He can't fail out of law school. He's working full-time and going to law school. Mm. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, she has to decide that's what she wants for her life. But if she really likes him, this is a serious young man who is not playing.
Yeah. All right.
And I think that she's not playing either. I think that's why she's given him so much grace. Like, she says even when they hang out, he's really tired and she gets it. I think she knows, just like you do, that it's a stressful time for him. But, like, one day. Yeah. Can he not just one day?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that insight, Lynn.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. So, Sydney, we keep saying she. Let's go back to you. So, Sydney, what do you think? After everything you heard and you've considered, do you think that this relationship is going to be a match? Or do you think it's going to be a mistake?
I think it could still be a match. I mean, there was a time when he was really fun before law school. And I think once this is over, he could be like that again. Well, and, you know, it's just...
Yeah, and he does have a lot going on, and you wouldn't want to miss out on something great.
You wouldn't want to miss out on that paycheck later. <That's> Not Moog being the gold digger.
I mean, great guy.
Great guy, great guy. Yeah.
And you know he'll always be a hard worker.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I know he'll always provide.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get a little stuck on what's wrong, but we do have to remember that you are in a relationship with this person for a reason, and he's in one with you.
Yeah.
Because he very easily could have also said, I am too busy to be in anything.
Yeah.
But
he still does make time for me, even though it's limited. He still does. So,
Well, I hope that you can try and carve out some more time with him.
And he needs to go with you to that wedding. Like yeah. that, the way he responded. Did you tell him you didn't like that, or did you let it slide because you didn't want to add more stress?
No, I got to tell him.
Yeah, you gotta tell him. Yeah.
Add more stress.
Wait, because this is worth communicating. I think it'll make both of you feel better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, Sydney.
Thank you. Show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Mega Minuteman.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Mega Minuteman. Look at that. We got another team that's going to play today. It's Ooh. Allison and Eleni in Glenview. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this mother and daughter?
Yeah.
And you two are teaming up today to take on Mugs Mega Minute, a chance to win $1,000. How are you going to split that money if you do, in fact, win?
Not sure if we are. No, we will.
Mama's like, Mama gets all of it?
Yeah, she's like, what is this split you speak of? She lives here rent-free.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, kid, you see that roof? You see these lights? All that water?
Exactly.
Food? All right, let's make this happen for you. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get all of them correct. You win $1,000. Here we go. We're going to start real simple with, what does LOL mean?
Laugh out loud.
Correct. Which board game has a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Monopoly.
Correct.
Monopoly,
yeah. Which channel aired the Jersey Shore?
MTV.
Correct. At which fast food place can I get a Whopper?
Burger King.
Correct. If you were born today, what would your zodiac sign be?
Yeah.
In The Wizard of Oz, what city does the wizard live in?
Oz.
Incorrect. What song is played when you get Rickrolled?
Pass.
The movie Candyman is based in what city?
Oh my gosh. New York.
Incorrect. Which James Bond theme did Adele sing?
Pass.
Which reality TV competition is hosted by Julie Chen?
Project Runway.
Incorrect. If you were born today, what would your zodiac sign be? And
Leo.
Hi.
Oh, so close. Leo would be in 6 days, but if you were born today, you'd be a Cancer.
Like Carla.
Like me.
In the Wizard of Oz, Carla, what city does the wizard live in?
In the Emerald City.
See, that's
dancing through life.
Doesn't that feel like a trick question? Because he's the Wizard of Oz, but it's the Emerald City. Yeah. And then what song is played when you get Rickrolled?
Never Gonna Give You Up. Never gonna.
Yeah, by Rick Astley. And then the movie Candyman is based in not New York, but
Chicago.
You might have heard of it. And then.
No way!
Yeah.
And isn't that based off of a real thing?
I think
it's like an old serial killer. Or something.
Yeah. That was like actually on these streets.
Yeah, crazy. Which James Bond theme did Adele sing?
When the sky falls and it grows.
And then lastly, which reality TV competition is hosted by Julie Chen?
Big Brother.
Yes. So, admittedly, these are a little tough today. So
I played yesterday. We got 100.
Oh, did you? Yeah. So you would have won it yesterday.
You just never know how the questions are going to crumble. Sometimes they're a little more pop culture-y. Sometimes they're like a little more history based. Sometimes science.
We'll throw some science at you, and you're like, I don't remember that grade. But look, Allison, Eleni, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. We're glad that you guys played today.
Oh yeah, we actually play every day on the way to school and camp. So we're gonna try again.
Oh, I love it. Well, we invite you to try back. You two have a wonderful day. Okay.
Thank you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks to Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Now, let's do some little victories. Call us at 877-591-9696. Feel free to brag about something, huh?
Brag about something cool you're doing or something amazing you saw, something that you're proud of in your life. I know for sure I'm going to the Chicago Fire game tonight.
Yeah, that's
exciting.
Seeing
two friends after, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah, maybe it's just something that you're like super looking forward to. Whatever it is, call and share your little victory. 877-591-9696. We'll do those next. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's Little Victories. And we're going to start with Callista in Glen Ellen. Your little victory is
I just lost my last tooth and I'm ready for braces.
Whoa! You lost your last baby tooth?
Yeah.
Cool! Wait, so let me ask you, did the tooth fairy bring you anything for this?
They gave me a little cat toy and $1.
All right.
I don't know what the first thing she said was.
What did you say? A what?
A what?
A little cat toy and $1.
A cat toy and a dollar. There you go.
And you know what? You better treasure that dollar. It's the last dollar you're going to get from the tooth fairy.
That's
because
true.
You said you're all done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're getting braces, do you get to do the ones where you get to pick a color?
Yeah.
What color braces are you going to get?
Well, you got time to think about that.
Yeah.
So, but congratulations on getting that last baby tooth out, and good luck with those braces. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And just so everybody knows, if you're still losing baby teeth, or if you're losing adult teeth, Kesha is apparently collecting teeth. She likes to make things with them. So you can send your teeth to Kesha, the singer, and she'll make a crown or a belt or a necklace.
A bracelet.
Yeah, and she'll wear your teeth.
That's not
cool.
Scary. Didn't George Washington do that? He'd wear other people's teeth?
I never heard that.
Yes. Well, not me making up history, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
All right. G'd up?
Scary.
Yeah. Hey, Bianca in Westchester, good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, how old are you turning today, Bianca?
Uh-oh.
Bianca?
She's turning up right now, and that's why we can't hear her.
She's partying just too hard. But whatever the case, Bianca, we're having a hard time hearing you.
But happy birthday, Bianca!
But have the happiest birthday today. And Tracy and Dylan in Bronzeville. Dylan is 8 years old and is has done what?
I got a solo.
You got a solo? A solo doing what? Are you singing? Are you...
Oh. We're not singing, we're not dancing.
You know what's interesting is all these calls have been a little bit funky.
Okay.
There's something going on.
With our phones.
Which I had told Carla, so they're doing construction in our building. They're renovating right now.
And they're pulling out.
And I was like, there's some guys in the hallway that are just pulling cables out, and I don't know what those cables are.
Yeah, cables are falling through the ceiling. It looks like waterfalls of cables, just different colors. So if we lose you, we're sorry.
We're just minding our own business. But let's try again. Mia in Franklin Park, hello.
Hey!
Hey!
I just want
to
tell you, my mom did a fire game.
You're going to the Chicago fire game. Okay, so
yes.
Carla's going to be there tonight, too. And then, so you get to watch the game, and then there's a concert after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
They're very excited to go.
Oh, cool.
Yay. Okay, you know what, Mia? Since I have you on the phone, I'm going to share a little victory. I can't say too much about it, but at one point on the big screens, there may or may not be a commercial that features me.
Oh.
And it debuts, I believe, today. So if you see it, girl, take a video.
Yeah, get video. Look out for Carla on the Jumbotron.
It'll be...
Definitely will.
Oh, yay,
definitely
okay.
Oh,
and I'll see
it.
You at the concert.
Sounds good.
All right, you and
good morning, you guys.
You and the fam, have a great day, okay? Breathe carefully
Thank
out there.
You.
All right.
Thank you. Yes, definitely.
On that note... just be very careful. It's the air quality is really bad, and it's not just for, you know, sensitive people. It's kind of for everybody.
For everybody. Yeah. So do try to kind of analyze how you're feeling today. If you are already like at the verge of a cough, probably don't. Don't do like exercise outside.
Yeah, my wife looked it up, and apparently it's not good for pregnant people.
Oh.
And it could cause some things. So I was like, ooh, we're keeping you inside today.
Inside the house. Oh my gosh, I went to go pick up. So while the songs play. We can like go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I went to go pick up breakfast.
You have to have a hall pass to go around, but yeah.
Yeah, I have to ask permission. Yeah. But I went downstairs and there's a Wildberry and there's people sitting outside having breakfast. And I was like, ooh, now's not the time.
This is silly.
Yeah. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's that kind of day. So, yeah, it's these wildfires that are in Canada and in Minnesota, and the air has made its way into the Chicago area. I'm sure you've noticed if you're looking around. But the clean air, or the, what is it called?
The air index?
The air quality.
There you go.
Is really low, and at least through today, could roll into tomorrow. So just if you can stay indoors, please do. And, you know, and for everybody who has to work outside today, we're sending you love, and hopefully you'll find yourself a mask or something.
Yeah, so we're really hoping that all of this just rolls through in a cloud-like type of way.
Can we get some wind?
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Windy City.
We'll blow this thing out.
You want to show off real quick?
Yeah. Come on, Mother Nature. Yeah, Mother Nature will act up on any other day, and now
except
all of a sudden
today.
It's still air. So, listen, stay safe today. Enjoy the day. Mo and Carla Mornings will be back tomorrow to kick off the weekend with you, all right? We'll talk to you then.
Bye. Bye-bye.